Hello, everybody. It is Friday, April 28th, 2023. We've got a named CrossFit workout that we've done before. It's Ingrid. We've got power snatches and burpees over the bar. Those burpees over the bar are not facing the bar. Those are done laterally over the bar. It's a little challenging to try to confirm what that was because some initial descriptions are a bit vague at best. So lateral, not facing the bar, going over the bar each time. And today is also our four time or not option each week. If you don't know what that means, you gotta go back to a Monday and watch the other video entitled New to Lynchpin. Watch this first. So 10 rounds for time or not, three power snatches, three bar over burpees. 135 for men, 95 pounds for women. It might look on paper like a short and sharp workout. And for some people it will be, but for a lot of people it won't be. It's a challenging day, which is why I made it the four time or not option, that if you just need to work your power snatch without the pressure of the clock, today's a great day to do it, because three power snatches, you know, the trap is that it's a 10 rounder. Yes, that's a big number of rounds, but then the reps each round are only 3 and 3. That's the trap. Those little three burpees over the bar each time start to accumulate, and everything about them makes the power snatch even more challenging. You're doing a full Isabel, but now you're adding 30 bar over burpees, so it's a tough one. It's also, we have a two-person team version today if you're interested in doing that, because fitness with friends is fun. So you can go back into the BTWB app, see how this went for you. There's certainly no need to do touch and goes on these power snatches. Not at all. As a matter of fact, some of the best times out there will probably be with fast singles. That's okay. That doesn't make it right or wrong. There's a whole spectrum of how you could approach this. Maybe this is a wheelhouse workout for you. You can do 135 or 95. You get a pretty darn fast time last time doing three quick singles per round. And you say to yourself, you know what? Touch and goes treat me okay, but they're tougher. They're more fatiguing. So if I do them, I'll get a slower time than last time. Oh my goodness. Then my fitness isn't, you know, going in the right direction. Nonsense. If you're one of those people and you want to do touch and go today because you want to work on bigger chunks of work unbroken, but that's going to cost you a slightly longer time, who cares about what the clock says? Do that. It will be wonderful variance. It'll hit you in a bit of a different way. Fitness will 100% be achieved, and you will learn something about yourself, your limits, and your capacity. So either way, totally good to go. For the wildcard option, we knock down the loading to 115 or 75 pounds. For the scaled option, we knock it down to 95 pounds for the men, 65 for women. And now it's just three burpees, not over the bar, just old school burpees. Of course, you could always scale the scaled workout even more, if that makes sense for you. Do what is the best decision for where you are. Don't worry about what anyone else is doing. Limited equipment crew, dumbbell power snatches, and then burpees over the dumbbell, and those will be lateral over the dumbbell. And they have a higher number of dumbbell power snatches each round because of the loading. It's 9, and it's not 9 per arm, it's 9 total each round, alternating arms each time. So yes, at the end of each round, depending on what hand you start with, one arm will have done 4, one arm will have done 5, you'll be totally fine. You can just start on the next one in the next round if you so desire. Hope you enjoy that workout. Tomorrow, we've got a good EMOM coming, so I will see you then.